I must admit, the first time I heard it, I laughed and I didn't think it was true because it doesn't happen. You know, when this football season finishes, you get your time off, you get to go away with your family and friends and relax and, you know, recover, because the season's over a long period of time, and, you know, to keep fit for that length of time and to play that many games, competitive games as well, where you're picking up knocks, your body needs time to recover. And then, you know, you hear that the stories are true and you sort of think, whoa, what's going on there? Why are they doing that? But, you know, it's, I suppose, at the moment, nothing really sort of surprises you what's going on.
Have you ever heard of anything like this in a professional footballer's career before, when the season ends and being told to come back to training? Or is it usually the case? Well, I know it's usually the case that you're told, go off and enjoy your summer holidays. But has this thing ever happened maybe in your career or someone you know?
No, never. I mean, the only thing that's happened over sort of recent years is, you know, since the sort of like the sports scientists and all that sort of side of the game has really sort of come to the forefront, is you get given your sheets of a fitness program to stick to in the summer, but you're trusted to do that yourself. You know, you go off and you can do what you want. You can train when you like. And at the end of the day, you know, if you don't do it, you're the one that's going to sort of pay for it come pre-season, because you're going to be behind on fitness with everyone else. And the thing is as well with football now, it's so competitive. You know, there's competition for places all over. If you come back out of shape, straight away the manager's going to be like, well, look, you know, what's your attitude like? You know, you've let yourself go in the summer. So there's a fine line between lads going off and enjoying themselves and completely letting themselves go to, you know, having to go in and train straight at the end of the season. You know, don't get me wrong, I think now, where football has really evolved, lads are so professional now, they don't let themselves go anyway. They don't want to get unfit, because it's a lot easier to maintain fitness and to regain fitness. Everyone I know that I've played with that are still playing now, the boys, as soon as the season finishes, they'll go to Vegas or they'll go to Marbella or wherever they'll go, but they'll keep themselves in shape, because it's just people just take pride now in their you know, physiques and their fitness.
Do you see this as a punishment from the club?
I'm not sure, because again, you're dealing with sort of foreign people now. So in Italy, is that how they do it? Are the guys at Juventus and Inter Milan, do they have to go in training throughout the summer? You know, it's a different culture, so you can't say it's a punishment. Because, yeah, it might be, they've been relegated, so they might think, well, you know, we're paying you a lot of money, you've got to come in and earn that money. But it could just be a culture thing. It could just be that Italians, or the Italian football clubs, don't get time off in the summer. You know, will that work in England? No, I don't think it will, because boys aren't used to that. And, yeah, okay, change for the better is good, but This sort of thing, for me, it feels like a punishment. And from what I've heard, the atmosphere at the club isn't great anyway. You know, the players don't seem to be overly happy. So to do this isn't really going to rectify that. It's only going to make things worse, in my opinion. You know, I don't know. It's a difficult one, because at the end of the day, these guys own the club. They put the money in. They can do what they want. But what I think Orient need is a good, strong manager that would say to the chairman, no, that's not what we're doing. It's not going to be the best for the club or the best for the players or the best for morale. What we need is, we need to let the boys have some time away. Okay, maybe get them in early for pre-season. You know, pre-season starts on the 1st of July. Maybe get them in, you know, a week or 10 days before. Again, that probably won't go down well, but at least, you know, you've given the boys a chance to get away from it, you know, to get the relegation out of their system, and then come back all fresh, ready to go, and prepare for promotion back to where they belong.
People might say it's another case of, you know, precious footballers. A few of them have tweeted saying they can't go away for the next few weeks. It looks like their holidays might be cancelled or postponed. And some people would say, well, we have to work 12 hours a day and have very little holidays a year anyway. What would you sort of say to those cynics who are moaning about that?
Yeah, of course. Everyone's going to moan about that sort of stuff. But in the football world, as soon as the season finishes, you get your time off. You know, and boys will have booked holidays. You know, because that's just what you do. You know, you get the best deals. You book a year in advance. You book. You know that you're going to be off between. Well, I mean, obviously, don't get me wrong. Orient would have known they weren't going to get in the playoffs, so they could have booked any time from the end of the season till, you know, mid June. And now they've got to go in. You know, they're going to lose out on their holidays. And don't get me wrong. You know, from guys outside of football, they will look and go, oh, they are just being precious, and you know, so what? They earn a lot of money. Who cares? But you know, it's horses for courses, because if guys that work in a bank, you know, they get 15, 20 days off a year. If then they were told, no, you're not getting those days off, you're going to get 5 days off a year, they would then, you know, complain about it. So, okay, don't get me wrong, I know, you know, football is a great life, and, you know, they're well paid, and everyone wants to do it. But when the goalposts get moved, boys will be annoyed. You know, and don't get me wrong, lads can't go away with their families over Christmas. They can't have a cheeky week away in February where other people can. You know, they have to go in and work on Christmas Day and Boxing Day. And, you know, it's not... Again, don't get me wrong, I'm not sticking up for footballers, because I know that it is a very privileged lifestyle, and I've lived that life for the last 20 years. And I'm not defending it, but it's swings and roundabouts. You know, boys can only go away in May and June. That's the only time they get off to see their friends and family. So, you know, I can totally understand where they're coming from.